Young America is, you fill in the blank. That's what members of Young Invincibles ask students to do at USF. The group of young professionals and volunteers are asking this question around the country. They're halfway through their national bus tour, with 9 more states left to visit. Naima Terry is a recent graduate. She is volunteering her time to be on a majority of the visits, slated to end in May.
Well, one, we're serving in each state that we go to, all the cities and all the schools that we go to. So we're going to take this, these surveys back and collect data and formulate a platform to go and, you know, advocate on 18 to 34-year-olds' behalf to our representatives. And two, the videos and the pictures that we collect is actually going to put a face and a voice to all of these solutions, because we're also getting solutions from the people that are in college right now and the recent graduates.
Faras Ahmed is a current student at USF carrying a stack of LSAT study guides. He's one semester away from finishing his bachelor's degree and plans to dive right back in to complete his law degree.
I think it's an important cause that's certainly underrepresented, and I think what they're doing is, it's seminal work for our generation, but no one else really as concerned as these guys are.
Megan Slavik is currently pursuing a public relations degree. She started college with Florida's Bright Future Scholarship Program, but couldn't take all of the classes she needed to qualify as a full-time student. Instead, she took a year away from USF to complete her nursing degree. Now she's finishing her education out of pocket.
I am working now as a nurse. I do a full-time 40-hour shift on the weekends, then I can go to school during the week.
Members say they've spoken to students who will graduate with more than $500,000 in student debt loans. The big question is going to college still worth it? Naima Terry.
Yes. It definitely is worth it. I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't know about the opportunity with Young Invincibles if I didn't go to college. To me, in addition to the classes, it's about networking and growing up those extra 4 years before you just go straight to getting a job.
In addition to surveying students about college debt, the Young Invincibles also touch on issues of employment and healthcare. The group plans to put together all of the data and create a 100 Days of Young America presentation to share with members of Congress. You can share what you think Young America is at their website, youngamerica.is. For WMNF News, I'm Liz McKibben in Tampa.